There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Financial markets are quite steady as the ballots get counted. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Who will control each House of Congress? Still not an answerable question right now. And how that question does get answered will define how the country responds to inflation and the possible recession that some predict could happen sometime after a new Congress is seated. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me live now with some scenarios. Nancy, first, let's talk about the status quo. What happens if Democrats were to stay in charge of both houses of Congress?
Well, Democrats could be expected to try to pass more parts of President Biden's Build Back Better Act, and that could include things like an extension of the child tax credit. But some economists say government spending has fed inflation.
And how might that affect the wider economy?
Well, this kind of government stimulus could be very helpful if there were a recession next year and the economy needed some help. It is harder to get stimulus packages through a divided government.
All right, but let's look at that scenario. What happens if Republicans take control of one or both chambers of Congress, which is a very much a live possibility this morning?
Yeah, they've talked about making the 2017 tax cuts permanent. Right now, they're scheduled to expire in 2025. Of course, even if Republicans pass legislation, President Biden could veto it. Republicans could also try to attach riders to any measures to raise or suspend the debt limit. They've talked about doing that to claw back increased funding for the IRS. I talked to Dave Camp about this. He's a former member of Congress, a Republican and former chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. He says Republicans have to be careful if they try this.
And in the past, trying to leverage that debt limit has not been really a successful endeavor for Republicans.
And David, that's because in the past, when Republicans have tried this, it's led to a government shutdown, which was mostly blamed on them.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Big spending on state ballot initiatives does not always pay off, with a vivid case to report from California this morning. At the same time, voters in Arizona approved an initiative to make people and corporations who spend big on campaigns say their names. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
In California, campaign spending on a pair of related ballot initiatives set a new record, $600 million on competing efforts to legalize sports gambling in the state and tap into a potentially billion-dollar market. Proposition 26 would have allowed sports betting at tribal casinos and horse tracks. It lost by a big margin. The competing measure, Proposition 27, would have allowed mobile and online sports betting. Nearly $400 million was spent for and against that proposition alone, and more than 80% of California voters rejected it. Supporters, including rideshare company Lyft, spent some $45 million on another measure to tax the state's highest earners to make way for more electric cars. But voters didn't buy it, siding with the state's governor, Gavin Newsom, who called it a giveaway to rideshare companies. And in Arizona, Proposition 211 aimed to shine a light on dark money to make political nonprofits that gather large sums disclose their donors in certain circumstances. The measure passed overwhelmingly. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Markets shortly before 7 Eastern Time. We cannot tell you which party will control the House or the Senate. That has market players in a cautious crouch. NASDAQ futures are little changed at the moment. Dow futures are down 0.2%. S&P futures down about 0.1%. The 10-year interest rate steady, 4.13%. Crypto is crashing again, with Bitcoin down 15% since the start of the week, down 10% today. This with a big cryptocurrency exchange called FTX at the edge of collapse after clients wanted their money out all at once. A competitor, Binance, has tentatively agreed to bail out FTX, but it is not a blank check. There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Facebook parent company Meta this morning said it's laying off 13% of its staff, about 11,000 people worldwide. You can add this to a list of big tech companies cutting jobs. Twitter, Lyft, Stripe, and Salesforce have also announced cuts. And some workers aren't just losing their jobs, they could lose their right to stay in the U.S., Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
For decades, the tech industry has relied heavily on H-1Bs, a guest worker visa for immigrants with specialized skills that's usually good for 3 years. But when H-1B holders are laid off, they have 60 days to basically find a new job or leave the country.
I mean, what does that do to a person? Can you imagine?
Ajay Manchanda knows the feeling. He's now a permanent resident, but was laid off 3 times while on an H-1B after attending school here and then working for almost a decade.
You spent 10 years building a life, and now you have 60 days to sell your house, to sell your car, to get your kids out of school and leave the country.
Manchanda was lucky. He was able to find a new employer to sponsor his visa each time he was laid off. But if someone can't do that, their options are limited, says Sophie Alcorn, an immigration attorney in Silicon Valley.
It is really scary. People are freaking out.
She says some immigrants who have been laid off could apply for permanent residency, but there's a huge backlog of applications. It's especially hard for Indian immigrants, who make up about 3/4 of H-1B holders. Some companies offer to help laid-off workers apply for other visas, says attorney Matthew Dunn, who represents employers of foreign workers.
They do look to find, you know, any strategy that would work for them. Can they switch to a visitor status? Could they go on their spouse's dependent status?
But it's the uncertainty of situations like this that could make the U.S. less attractive to immigrant workers, says Gaurav Khanna, an economist at UC San Diego.
What it's doing is essentially directing this kind of global talent to other countries.
Countries like Canada, which Khanna says has made its immigration policy friendlier to foreign tech workers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.